Welcome to my channel about trauma healing, spirituality, mediumship and relationships. My name is Gopal. I'm a German trauma specialist and medium. And in this video, it's about the method I developed that is called floating. And I would like to explain some more details about this amazing method. So if you are a trauma therapist, psychotherapist or medical doctor, or if you just are interested in trauma, neurophysiology, and the deeper understanding of relationships and conflicts, then this video is most probably very, very interesting for you and will give you very relevant information and new perspectives and ideas also for your private life and your professional life, whether you work as a therapist or even as if you work as a doctor, you may understand more how clients and patients interact with you and why they show up with certain symptoms and what the underlying real cause and origin is. So what is special about floating? Floating is a group trauma process that I developed during my own healing, during my own training period. And I offer this in physical groups and in online groups. And the special aspects about floating are that the relationship between client and therapist is not what it's all about. Even so, it is about developmental and attachment trauma. So to summarize the floating process, that you understand what I'm talking about, that you have an image, is that we create or build, come together in a group of at most 20 people, and those who would like to process their issues and questions, I let them explain what the suffering is, why they are suffering, so that for themselves, they know and make clear for themselves why they are here in the floating group. And then I ask, who is the one in that group? Who has most to do with that? Or even sometimes I ask, who is the cause of your suffering here in that group? And I do that to allow the client to select someone that it's his own system, his own unconsciousness can use as a projection, as a possibility to project. And then me as a therapist, I just help these both participants, so the one who booked the session and the one who has been selected for projection, I just help both to interact. And this interaction is actually based on honest sharing, what I developed and published as honest sharing, but it's more focused and it's directed by my understanding of how trauma manifests in relationships. So I help both to establish a real connection, a real relationship. It's not about me and my relationship to the clients or in general to the participants of the group. It's about helping two people to interact. And this has many, many advantages. Because if a client realizes that he fully can connect to another participant, then it's more easy to understand that then it must be possible with everyone, more or less. It is not a special situation with me and the therapist. And it also reduces the idea that the therapist is in a very powerful position, because it's not about the therapist. The therapist in the floating process just instructs me to get in a real and nourishing contact with another group member. So these things make things easier, but of course it has also downsides, because that there are two systems, nervous systems, minds, which suffer from developmental trauma and thus relational distortions. I, as a therapist in the floating process, have to make sure that both interact in a healthy way. And that means that I have to interrupt at the beginning, at least very often, so that both establish a real connection and a real relationship, instead of acting out or acting in or freezing even as they are used to in their normal life. So within the floating process, two clients will be transformed. And actually that's the truth, because we can only be transformed and healed if all of us in an interaction will be transformed. The real deep connection and relationship is the transformation. This is the actual healing we are all seeking. We seek the contact that we had never experienced in childhood. And for most of us, that means that only a part of our emotions and internal movements have not yet been brought into contact. And this is like a taboo. It's like it's the blind spot. So as a summarization, it's about helping two participants sharing their secret. And for the floating process, we don't need the past. We don't need any information from the past. It is absolutely irrelevant what a participant experienced in childhood, whether it's a trauma very close to birth, or if this is a shock trauma in early childhood, or a developmental trauma based on emotional abuse. All this doesn't matter, because trauma, developmental trauma, manifests always in the here and now. How we avoid unconsciously the full interaction and full communication to people who are close to us and whom we trust. So that's about the floating process. And for the participants, so for you, if you would like to take part in such a group, it is very easy, because it's just about talking in a special way to your partner in the group. And it's even not about crossing your borders. It's just about communicating what's there. And of course, for the therapist, for me, it's very complex, because I have to bring two distorted systems into real contact. And this is only possible for me or for another floating therapist if I really understand how the distorted autonomous nervous system and the mind, with its projections and distorted ideas about what contact is, what relationship is, how other people are, if I really can, from there, from this understanding, bypass the survival mechanisms, the defense mechanisms, and bring both systems to a contact without too much efforting, yeah, without crossing borders, because it's only about communication. It's not about it's difficult to explain. The actual process is very easy, but for the nervous system, this kind of communication appears as very dangerous. So to make an example, if someone had to suppress his anger, that means that communicating, not acting out, just communicating, like I feel anger, means that this participant may first experience big fear, maybe even panic. And what I'm doing as a therapist is to help this participant to realize that today there is no danger anymore. And then he can communicate it, and then the energy flows and the deep transformation happens. This work is based on some concepts I developed or I realized during the years of trauma work with people. I realized that developmental trauma manifests first in the mind. This is in contrast to the current ideas and concepts of, especially of shock trauma work. Most therapists think that trauma has to do with the body and that we have to work with the body. This is true to a certain degree. If we want to work on an isolated shock trauma and there's no attachment and relational distortion in this person, yes, it makes sense to just work on the body, on the autonomous nervous system, and to release the stress of the body. But the main problem we have as a society, most people don't suffer just from shock trauma, they suffer from developmental and attachment trauma. And this is something that happened during our development as a child to a grown up. And these are constant relational patterns from the parents, in which the child constantly had to suppress aspects like sadness, like grief, like hate, anger. Sometimes people even had to suppress their joy and their aliveness, yeah, whatsoever. It means that part of us had no place in the communication between child and parents. So this creates a huge stress in the body of the child. So we have distorted relationships to the parents and stress in the body. And this problem cannot be solved as a child because we are fully dependent from the parents. So we carry that stress and that distorted ideas of relationships into our grown-up life. But now things turn around because the environment is not destructive anymore. Obviously, if we leave our parents, we can select and change any human we would like to have contact with. So the old scenario is not there anymore. But for the people, or for those who suffer from developmental trauma, they recreate their suffering in every moment, in every contact new. And the interesting question now is, how do we do that? And some say it's the body, that is a stress hold in the body. My experiences and my what I see with clients and in the floating work is that it's not about the body. The body, the distress in the body and the dysregulation of the body is still something external. It's not the core issue. So what I found out is that the body reacts on thoughts about relational ideas. This is the actual cause of the distress and dysregulation of the body today as a grown-up. So we don't have to work at the body directly. Yeah, like many there are today, there are many exercises and techniques that try to bring the physical body, the autonomous nervous system, back into regulation. But all these methods and techniques ignore the cause, the origin. Yeah, because if the relational patterns are not actualized, the mind will bring the body back into stress sooner or later. And on the other side, if I dissolve the distorted relational concepts in the mind, then immediately at the same time, at that point, the body relaxes and the dysregulation is over. And this is what we see in the floating process. And this is what I'm doing in the floating process. The floating process just means that two people identify their ideas, their concepts in the mind about others, about relationships that have, of course, that have been real experiences in the childhood. But today it's just, they are just thoughts and projections in the mind. So I help both to identify and find their projections, what they project. And that means, for example, someone may say, you want to attack me because you cannot deal with my sadness. Yeah, just an example of many. This sounds strange for people who are not involved in that structure, but for those who have that programming in the mind, it is not, it just does not only appear as real, it seems to be the absolute reality. It will be experienced as reality because they are identified with the thought and with the body reaction. So one step is to find out the projection and the dream world of the mind. And then the second step is to communicate exactly that and ask if it's true. So two people share their thoughts, their relational concepts, and exchange that. And they tell the truth each other. And in that point, this structure, which is just ideas in the mind, dissolves because they are overwritten by real information, by real contact. And this is the whole magic of the floating process. I've seen people transforming with that process who came with deep suffering within 20 minutes. That's true. It's really truth. I've seen that and I see it every time that the transformation has nothing to do with time. So it's not about months and years of psychotherapy. It's about being able to bring two people into contact. And of course, by extreme severe traumatization, it may need a few sessions. Yeah. But it's only about to help the system to realize that the horrible ideas we have about the other, about relationships, are not true anymore. And this has nothing to do with time. Okay, so this is the floating process, and I just ordered the translation of the German floating handbook that I have written for therapists. I hope it will be ready to be published in a few weeks. It is free of charge, and it is an absolutely complete and full book with instructions how to apply this method. But it's just to give you an idea about that. If you would like to do this work and would like to call it floating, you need to be trained by me. I'm training trauma therapists in that method. It takes about 2 and 2.5 years. And the next training will be starting most probably 2024. My hope is that this really profound and really transformative method can reach more people if I publish that in English and also with this video here to give more explanations and more of the understanding of how trauma works and that it's not about the physiology, it's not about the body, it's just about the mental level of relationships. And finally, to give you even more understanding of all this, I would like to explain in more detail what this projection I have been talking about actually is. Because this projection, what we project on others, or let's say the the concepts, the dream world we live in the mind, consists of three aspects. And these three aspects I will be explaining in the second part, so that you can really, really wake up from the dream that you have brought from your childhood. And as a floating therapist, we exactly work with that three aspects. And this is I will be explaining in detail in the second part. So see you there.